All right, welcome back to Melon and Me podcast. It's your girl Whitney.
Hey, girl Mia.
And we are back,
We're back.
y'all. We've been consistent. This is what? This was 2 weeks ago. Oh, we was just on here 2 weeks ago. All
Ago.
right.
And hope you guys checked out the latest episode, the last episode.
And it's a lot of stuff going on in these streets, a lot. So we're gonna
Okay.
hop in it just to see how much we can get through. Once again, we're under tight time constraints, but we're gonna make it do what it do. Okay. The first thing I want to talk about that I saw, I just posted it to Melon and Me podcast is Diddy. Okay. We got to touch up on the Diddy update, the surviving Diddy update. I knew this was coming, y'all. I knew that a male victim would be coming to speak out eventually. And we have our first male victim that has come and, slapped a lawsuit on Diddy for sexual harassment. This is his former producer who says, now this producer is messy. I ain't gonna call him messy, but he dragged a lot of people into this lawsuit. So he says he was producing for Diddy and Diddy touched him inappropriately in his penis, his anus. Diddy had him basically do sexual acts with other jump offs like he did Cassie. So his lawsuit is aligning with Cassie's because Cassie said that, Diddy made her have sex with multiple men in front of him. So apparently some of these quote unquote jump offs that he had to engage in sexual activities with are other celebrities, one of which is Stevie J. So we all know Stevie J from Love and Hip Hop. He has been accused in this lawsuit as been one of the people that Diddy's former producer had to have sexual acts with in front of Diddy. And we have our actor, prestigious actor, Cuba Gooding Jr. He has been named in this lawsuit. Okay. On top of that, Carisha, Young Miami has been dragged into this lawsuit as well. Not her directly, but her cousin. Apparently, her cousin, a female, he was made to do some sexual acts with her as well. So this lawsuit is
Oh,
a can
this
of
is
worms.
juicy.
It's juicy. It's 73 pages. I've been trying to dig up the court case. So I want to actually get into the court files, y'all. I want to read the court case. Okay. So I'm gonna bring you some legitimate information. I've only got to graze it, and what I've seen is messy as hell. And now we understand why Young Miami has been so quiet, because she may have actually known about some of these allegations that were going to be coming out and that she would be drug in them some way, somehow. So that's the update,
Ooh.
y'all. It's all alleged.
Ooh.
Diddy's team has totally denied all of the allegations.
Dun, dun, dun.
What you think about
Oh
that,
my
y'all?
God. Oh girl, that is a lot. You
Yeah.
know, we know Diddy has been quiet for quite some time. I think I said that on the last episode. Even when he does post something, his comments are turned off.
Yep.
You know, I'm not surprised because I feel like what we did see with the whole Cassie thing and all of that, what I do feel like is that was just the tip of the iceberg. And now we're about to see a rolling effect come in. I don't think that this will even be the last. I think that this is just
No.
another one. Because there was some other people that tried to get in around the time Cassie came out, and they kind of just fell off to the wayside. But this 73 pages is a lot of details.
A lot of details, y'all, and I will
73
be
pages is a lot of details, and
digging
for the
through it.
specifics to be inclusive of other people, other big names, this really can spiral into so many different ways
Yeah.
to where I feel like, again, this is another biggie, and I am probably a little certain that we're going to see some other big ones this year.
Yeah, because
This may not, you know what I mean?
yeah, a lot of people were confused about like, why is everyone coming out now? Why is everyone all these lawsuits back to back? And I think I let you know, a lot of people don't know that there's a Survivors Act that was
Yeah.
just implemented. So it's
You
giving
did say that.
everyone in California now, you have like a year. I think they have like a year to bring forth these lawsuits, no matter how long
Yeah.
ago it happened. So it's going to be some more coming in.
I just, girl, I need you to dig through lawyer friend here.
Yes.
You know,
no, I'm pre-law. This is a great study case for me to get prepared.
This is a great study case for you. here's what I will say is that I hate it for the culture. I hate that these big names of people have to be turned out to be creeps and all sorts of things. You know, just don't do stupid shit. Don't be a creep. Don't be a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, even if you're gay.
Goes from Bill. You know? This goes from, extends to R. Kelly. This extends to Diddy and all the other nameless people, you know, in the industry that just, it hasn't been their turn yet. But it just sucks because you guys have changed the culture and have moved the culture forward in so many ways to where we can each probably tie back a memory or some really great memories to their music, to their shows, to all of that. And now what we're experiencing is the demise of, it's very much their fault, but it still is on the other side. It's like, dang, y'all, really? You know what I mean?
People got to get their urges under control, because the way y'all have fame and money and riches and businesses and you throw it all away for sex is insane. Like, it's insane.
It's insane.
I don't understand the sexual addiction.
Drugs, sex, underage, you know, fetishes. You know, my thing is, pee on people that are 18 and above.
Yeah.
You know,
and there's plenty of willing people.
There's plenty of willing people that are participants, and they will sign up for that, and they are at your doorstep.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't have to drug them. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to do any of that. Okay.
Yeah.
So just stop being weird. That is my PSA for this. Just stop being weird.
Yeah. And don't. With Diddy, I do feel like it's honestly a sexual repression that he's had, because, you know, people have been saying he was gay for so long, and maybe he is bisexual, gay, or whatever, and he repressed those feelings, so he acts out in this sexual predatory way, and it's just like, be gay. Like, do what you do. There's plenty of people that would consent. You don't have to harass people to get that sexual satisfaction from another man, woman, whatever. People will sign up for anything. I consent.
I think Candy, Beerus, and Todd have been a great example of that. I think Beyonce and Jay-Z are great examples of that, not in the way in which of sexual favors, but just having them sign NDAs and all of that just to be in their presence. You know, things happen. People actually utilize it.
Yeah. If I was a famous celebrity and had so many assets and stuff that, you know, were vulnerable to being taken away by sex, I would have everybody signing shit. Like, okay, make sure we're both consenting. Just sign this. Especially if it's just like a one night stand. Like, sign it.
I think one other thing I'd like to say before we move on to the next subject is, do these people really think that they just won't get caught? Like, if think about it. If I'm messing with underage people, and I'm a big name, so if I'm messing with underage people, if I am taking advantage of whomever, if I am doing any inappropriate, disgusting gesture, acts of whatever, do I really think that this just will, am I just so that big and just so out of touch that I just don't think it's gonna ever happen to me down the line? Even though we've seen it come out, it has no expiration date. We've seen
have
people
money
being
like
taken
that
down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially when I have money
and power and influence.
I'm just thinking to myself, do I really think that none of this would ever come out?
They do,
because, or come back to bite me in the butt some type of way.
Absolutely, they do, because I'm sure Diddy has paid off a lot of these people, where he just feels like,
yeah,
if I pay them off, I get you on a song, I let you produce my album, you ain't gonna say nothing.
Yeah,
everybody wants to work with me. I'm Diddy,
and probably because I have a lot of money, I can make you go away. You know, like how he blew up dude's car for Cassie, who she was like apparently in a relationship with or something. You know, like, I could be a bully.
Girl.
Or whatever. So maybe, I get it, but it's still just like, is that really what you even want to deal with? Like, really. And I don't think people think about that. Even us small people, I'm not even talking about big names with money, even us small time people, not small people, but us people that are not in the public eye, whatever you do, a lot of times it may not come back to get you right away. Hell, it may not even come back around in the way that you dished it, right? Things have a funny way of spinning the block. You know what I mean? It's just the way of life. It's just the way of life. And I feel two ways about it. I feel like justice is being served, especially for these victims who have legitimate cases, have legitimate experiences, and I want justice for that. On the other end of it, I do feel very disheartened by it, just because, again, it's another big name being taken down again, you know, of many other ones that we've seen. But it's like twofold: stop being a creep, but because you've been a creep, these are your consequences. And here we are. Now what's going to happen is everybody's got to erase decades and decades of Diddy era, if found guilty, because you made all of these decisions to do and move in the way that you moved. Was it worth it? How do you think this will impact his kids? If he's found guilty of whatever, like, do you think his, like,
well, this is a civil case, so there's really no, like, guilty or whatever. Okay. It's going to be, like, he's going to pay the money or he's not going to pay the money. But I think they've already kind of been impacted, where they're kind of just distancing themselves a little bit. And I think they'll probably just try to reinvent themselves, you know, try to stay away from it as much as they can.
You think life will just pretty much, it'll go away for, like, it's not really going to be, like, too much on their
no, I mean, you can't help it. What your daddy did, you just better hope none of that shit comes back on you. Because I did hear that, I didn't see in the court documents that his son, not Justin, I think Christian, not Christian, and maybe it may actually be Justin.
I think it was Justin. I saw Justin make a statement on Shade Room.
Justin was drug into that lawsuit in some way, somehow. I didn't get to that part. I don't know how he's involved. I think they may have said the producer may have been his friend that was working for Diddy. So I'm not 100% sure on that. But, you know, I think they're just going to try to distance themselves. If they're smart, they wouldn't speak on it. Just let the lawyer speak on it for you.
Amen.
Yeah, but.
Well, to be continued.
Stay tuned. Yeah, because it's going to unravel. It's going to keep unraveling.
And 50 Cent is not making it easy, because he was the first one this morning when I opened up my Instagram. He was like, oh my gosh, I am just flabbergasted by this news. And of course it's Diddy being accused of being gay with being sexual assault with another male. You know, and I'm just like, 50 Cent, you just never want to be on his bad side.
But see, 50 Cent's one of the celebrities who already said that Diddy tried to get him to party with him and take him shopping. And he was like, nigga, I don't need you to take me shopping. Like, you know, weird stuff like that.
But you know what? I will say this. 50 Cent better make sure he has super squeaky clean pads, because as he finds enjoyment from blasting all these other celebrities and stuff and puts them on Front Street and it's entertainment, it's ha 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 for him. I'm just saying, you better make sure that...
I honestly think he does. I think more of his stuff is so transparent because he puts it on display. Like when he had that thing with his son and his son was coming to him saying he was a deadbeat or whatever, he was like, yeah, I wasn't there for you because so-and-so and so-and-so. Like he doesn't hide it. So
yeah,
I think hopefully
not.
So
like I said, I'm, I,
yeah, listen. We'll see. Yep. I don't want the power universe to go down in shambles, please. I do not need the power universe to go down in shambles, because
girl, raising Canaan, we love you, 50. We definitely love you, and what you've BMF been creating has been hot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he does have a lot. He has a lot. Okay, yeah.
I love these.
Let's move on. Let's not even speak that into existence.
Moving on very quickly, talking about another celebrity's downfall. Unfortunately, we got to mention Wendy Williams, who's been trending because of her recent diagnosis with alcoholism-induced dementia. And there's been a documentary that's come out. Her family has, I guess they signed off on this documentary. I did not watch it. I saw the clips and that was like enough for me. I don't like what I'm seeing. So it's, I feel
I watched
very
it.
Sad. The clips are sad enough for me, and I'm just, you know, I'm pregnant. I'm super emotional. I didn't want to watch that, but it's just sad. I don't see how she went so quickly down. I don't know a lot about alcoholism induced dementia, but I know regular dementia, and it's a gradual thing that happens. So the fact she so quickly has like kind of lost it and looks like she's out of it, and she's not calling her family members the right names, and it's disturbing to me. And I don't really know the point of the documentary, because I just feel like I don't know if Wendy Williams would want everyone to see this side of her like that. Because a lot of people have said like, oh, this is what you get for talking bad about people for years, which is just like, y'all, that was her job. She was a gossip blogger before blogging even started. Like, she was the queen of blogging, you know? So it's just like, to curse someone in that way because this was their job for entertainment that we all tuned in for is bullshit.
Right.
So I don't know. I just feel really bad for Wendy, and I just wish it wasn't so serious and severe as it is, because I don't think there's no coming back from this, and it's just sad.
It's very sad. And I did watch it. I don't know how many parts there are. I watched episode one and episode two. Again, I don't know if that's it, or because some of the clips I saw on social media were not included in one and two that I saw. So I don't know where those
they
were
said it's four total.
From. Is there four? Okay, so I'm missing two. What I saw was incredibly hard to watch. Just, I mean, everybody knows and has been essentially saying the same thing. It's incredibly hard to watch Wendy at this day. I mean, even from just like her eyes bulging out of her head from, I think she has Graves' disease. And again, I don't know how that affects the body and all that, but it was just incredibly hard to watch. And just even her talking bad to the people around her, calling them fat and saying they need liposuction and go do this, you're stupid, you're, I mean, literally she was getting her nails done and she's like, oh, man, you have kids? She's like, yeah, I want one kid. Oh, you want to be married? Yeah, I want to be married. And then she was like, oh, okay. She was like, are you stupid? I mean, it would just like be a switch.
It's a switch.
And it was just like, wow. And so, you know, I was listening to Charlamagne on The Breakfast Club, and he was mentioning, like, you know, he had a long history with Wendy Williams. Like, long history. It's no secret that she is the reason he says that he is Charlamagne today.
Yeah. She put him on, I think.
She put him on and all of that. He never could stand Kevin or Kel, whatever her ex-husband's name was. He never could stand him. That was the real beef between why Charlamagne and Wendy are no longer, was mainly because of the manager, which was her ex-husband. But anyway, he was saying to know Whitney, old Whitney, and work with Whitney, it would be no secret if she would be like, you're stupid, shut up, close my door, get out, you're fat, you know? So apparently he was seeing some of the same things that she was doing before. But again, it wasn't funny. It wasn't funny. It wasn't, because he was like, yeah, I mean, I laughed at those parts when she was like, you're stupid. And I'm thinking like, it wasn't funny. It wasn't funny. And it was really disheartening. And what I do know is that she had a 3-part deal with Lifetime prior to her being diagnosed in like the downward spiral. Cause you know, as we know, she did release the Lifetime movie a couple years ago, the Wendy Williams movie. And then she did some other documentary online. So this would have been her 3rd part to complete
the deal.
Her deal prior to her getting sick. She had a 3-part deal with Lifetime. However, I still don't understand the lens from the way in which this was shot. I feel like they still could have completed a deal and done a documentary to a certain degree without it being this way. Like, it feels very intrusive.
Invasive.
It feels very intrusive, evasive. It feels very careless. It doesn't feel like, where's the care here? I mean, I get people were talking about like, oh, that's my aunt. That's my aunt. You know, we love her. We don't understand. Like, yeah, but you... Come
protect,
on. Whitney
protect
looks
her
like
image.
Hot mess.
Wendy.
Protect her image.
Yeah.
Another great example, Barbara Walters. She had dementia. And Did we ever see a documentary on Barbara Walters and her dementia? No, people left Barbara Walters the way that she was, and the remembering of Barbara Walters and whatever way we remember her is that of what she was.
Yeah, it's more like a circus act now. Like, I don't want to see just how they're showing it, because of course social media is going to take the crazy clips and put them out
the
there.
The craziest clips.
And it's like, absolutely. We don't, why not just do a documentary on her come up? Why not just do a documentary on how she rose to fame, you know, and not focus on her downfall? It's just.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I'll probably end up watching the last two. Just it's, but it was really hard. I don't know if I really will watch it, but it was a mess. It was a mess. Wendy is not there. Clearly, and then to even speak on like how, I mean, she did go down rather quickly. It felt as though
super quick
for me, in my opinion, ever since the news broke out about the baby with Sharina. And her ex-husband, it just went down. It was no secret this man was out falutin' with all these women and one woman and two women and flirting and having affairs. That's been the word for years. That really didn't impact Whitney from a public view.
You keep saying Whitney.
Wendy, Jesus, Lord, thank you for correcting me. Oh my gosh. Wendy. That really didn't impact her, in my opinion, from a public perspective until it was released that this man has a baby. And not only did he have a baby, the baby's here.
Yeah.
After that news broke, Wendy then fainted on national television. Yeah. She then was rushed. She then, you know, was rushed off somewhere to a rehab facility, came back on the show, made an announcement to the public that she was staying at some house. And then it just kind of took, it just went. And it never quite got back. And I really feel like that news shattered, or I can't say it was the only thing, but I feel like that was the pivotal point that we saw from the outside looking in, where things just dived and they never came back up. And it's the classic case of, to me, when you are in situations, and this can be, let this be a lesson, if you're in a stressful job, if you are dealing with stress in ways in which it's impacting your health, stress is one of the number one killers, period. It will take you down through there. It will create autoimmune diseases. It can just take you out of here completely. So everybody has a different threshold of stress. And you know, but if you're in a situation where you are like, you know what, and it's your breaking point, I advise you strongly to try to get out of it if you can, because it's just not worth it. Looking back, I know she's like, well, when she was in her right mind, you know. But then again, Wendy has always been on, I believe, like cocaine. She struggled with cocaine for years. I feel like she struggled with alcohol for years, because they were saying her son, no, she can't do alcohol, like, ever. You know, like, he was very adamant about that. The one thing that people were saying about her ex-husband, his role, he made sure she showed up to her job, and he made sure she showed up sober. And I'm like, yeah, well, he's getting a check for it. You know, as long as she can continue to be Wendy, it's almost kind of like, do I feel like, okay, he cared about her because he made sure she was sober and went to work? That's debatable. But you're also benefiting from her showing up to work in her right mind. So, but are you helping her behind the scenes where it counts?
That's just a mess. That alcohol is no joke, though. Like,
and alcohol,
I didn't even
I've
know
seen
it could
how
do
people,
that.
Well, I've seen firsthand what alcohol can do. I never knew alcohol could. Before, I have seen what it can do to people. Like, people, we have some people in our family, well, close family, friends of family, and they were strung out. They were battling with alcoholism, and they looked worse than a crackhead. I'm not even joking.
I didn't know how bad it could mess up your health, like with dementia. I had no idea alcohol could induce dementia. And I mean, I know liver issues. I know people's livers have failed because of alcohol, but dementia, that's crazy.
Just even physically though, even like the two people that I know and that are close to us, like, they just look so old. They're like 40 and they look 75.
Oh, God bless.
It's so
People with
scary to look
alcoholism.
at that.
Yeah, I can't even really drink alcohol. Like, even before I got pregnant, I was just like, I'm such a lightweight that I'm just like, once I do get really drunk, I don't want to drink again for like months. So I'm just like, I don't know how people do it. Oh, man.
I know. I'm
But
the same way.
God bless Wendy
God
Williams,
bless
man.
Wendy. God bless Wendy.
Yeah, because
God bless
I
her.
enjoyed her show. I enjoyed, there's nobody on television like her. None of these bloggers are like her. She just was very matter of fact, and she would have a field day with all the shit that's
Tell
going
it
on
like you
right
mean
now.
it.
Man, I would
How you
love to see
doing?
her cover like Diddy and just everything. It's so much shit to cover, but shout
She
out
was
to
reading a
her.
magazine. She was reading a magazine, and it was like, one of those magazines that was in the public eye, the tabloid magazines, and she just lit up. They were like, do you miss reading those magazines? She was like, I do. She's like, I just get, yeah, it was just good to see, like, it's almost kind of like she's
Sad.
stuck in her body and not,
It don't sit right with me. I just don't like how quickly it happened. It's just something's weird about it, but
Yeah.
who knows? God bless her.
Who knows? To be continued.
Yeah, to be continued. So we only have like 5 minutes left. I do want to touch really quickly on this all the reality show drama that's happening right now. So just start off with Portia. We all know Portia Williams, aka Portia Gubadia. She announced that she's divorcing her husband Simon, whom she met through a fellow co-star on Housewives a few years back. They got married. It was a big controversial deal. And now she's divorcing him, apparently. She filed for divorce. We don't know if she's going to go through with it or what, but something's fishy about the whole situation to me. She announced that she's coming back to Housewives after being gone for 2 years, and she said that she was coming back as Portia Gubadia. And then about a week later, she filed for divorce. Now, she was just in Dubai with her husband, Simon, for Valentine's Day. They look like they were living it up on a yacht. Apparently, there's been some sort of yacht scam that they were running that somebody has just filed them with a lawsuit with. So I'm not sure if Portia tried to distance herself from maybe that scam lawsuit by divorcing him. We also heard Simon got denied, I guess, a visa or,
Citizenship
yeah, citizenship to
first, yeah.
stay in America. So we don't know if this has anything to do with it. It's just a bunch of rumors circulating. But all I can say is I knew that she would not stay with him for long, but
Yeah.
it hasn't even been 2 years. So
No.
I was just like, this is sudden, but yeah, something tells me we gotta keep our eye on this because more stuff will be unraveling about this whole situation.
Portia, speculations have been, first of all, you weren't surprised that this happened.
No.
As far as like the divorce, I feel like I think early in some of our earlier episodes when we talked about Simon and Portia, I never thought it was going to last, if I'm honest. I just
Never,
never did. I never thought it was going
never.
to last. I wasn't quite sure what the motives were at the time. But am I shocked about this news? No. Am I shocked at it's happening right now? A little bit, just because literally she just came out days prior saying Portia Williams is not returning, but Portia Gwabadia is returning. So
Yeah.
I'm a little shocked at the timing,
It's the
anyways, because
timing.
it just felt like, well, you girl. And then apparently they were just on a boat or
Yeah.
yacht in like days before. So what makes me curious is like speculation, like you said, like, okay, is it because she's getting back on the show? Or is this truly legitimate and there's something that came out? Because something had to have happened big enough within a few days.
I think it's definitely no coincidence about the whole citizenship thing.
Okay.
So either she was holding on to marrying him to see if he would get his citizenship, and then once it was
Okay.
denied, there are some allegations though that the reason he's being denied is because there are some federal investigations that may be having to take place on him. So He has some like shady business practices in Atlanta.
Yes.
That people have been talking about since forever. And this is a speculation that Portia may have knowledge that the reason his citizenship was denied was because the feds will now be investigating him. So she wants to distance himself from her, from him, basically saying, I didn't know anything about his illegal activities, you know, and once I found out, I divorced him. So, you know, we don't know. I know Portia, as innocent as she may seem, and she gives off this damsel in distress. Portia's smart. Portia knows what she's doing. She's very calculating, very calculated. And I don't think it's any coincidence that this is all happening. And then she's going back on Housewives. I don't think so.
She is very smart.
Very, very smart.
And she knew. And I mean, think about it. This is not going to hurt. This is only going to boost up ratings for Bravo. Because everybody's going to want to tune in to get the tea.
Yeah. And Portia has always been bringing those ratings anyway. She always has like a lot of
drama. She's probably not going to be honest. I mean, think about it. She's probably going to say something. Oh, it's going through litigation. I can't say too much about that. You know how they do.
Yep.
The very thing we want to tune in for, they can't really disclose that kind of information at this time.
It's just like Ashley on on Housewives of Potomac.
Yeah, they kept she's asking still her, talking about. I she can't disclose. I can't go into that. Oh my gosh, girl.
It's a
girl. It's just like, it's been going on for like 3 years at this point. Like, please. I did catch up to that.
Girl, Housewives of Potomac is a mess. It's like nothing going on really. Now, Married to Medicine. There's some tea with Married to Medicine.
Ooh,
so I don't know if have you caught the last episode?
I caught the last episode.
Okay. So if you recall in the last episode, they had this Med Gala in Atlanta. It's like a play on the Met Gala. And apparently they asked all of the co-stars of the show to donate money to the cause for the gala, and that would allow them to sponsor their products or whatever at the event. And so apparently Toya and Eugene said that they weren't going to give money. They were going to instead provide free wine for everyone at the event, like $1,500 worth of wine or whatever. And so it was a big deal to Heavenly, Dr. Heavenly, and I think Dr. Simone. They were like, oh, she's being cheap. She's not donating. Don't put your stuff up at this event because you didn't donate anything. And so apparently that drama that had leaked from the show spilled on social media, because Sweet Tea went to the Instagram and blasted Heavenly for basically announcing at the event that, you know, what's her name? Toya didn't pay for sponsoring. She was like, she basically was like, Heavenly, that was very ghetto of you to announce that. It was very, you know, just cheap. It was a cheap shot, and that wasn't everyone's business or whatever. And so Heavenly comes back and basically was like, worry about your man. He's a pedophile. He's all this. Like,
damn.
Yeah, they've been going back and forth on social media. And the big thing here is that she called, I forget who he's married to. Dr. Greg, the one that was formerly married to Quad. I think he's about 20 years older than Sweet Tea. So she was like, you know, when you were in fifth grade, your man was 33 years old or something like that. And she was like, hashtag pedophile. So people have been going off on her, and she ended up going back and changing her hashtag. She took away the pedophile hashtag. But now there's speculation that Dr. Greg may be trying to sue her for defamation and all this.
You have to listen. The thing that I don't like about, so if we're taking this particular example, the thing that I don't like about these shows and especially this group, that if you have an issue with me, attack me. Don't attack my man. Because if my man had an issue with your man, and then he attacks his wife, there's going to be an issue there.
Exactly.
Keep it between us. And for whatever reason, and I get it, you want to hit below the belt, a dig is a dig. You want to dig deeper. You go low, I go to hell. You know what I mean? So it's like, I get that. But at the same time, on the other side of that, you've got to be really careful with the way in which you say certain things and what you put labels on.
Yeah.
That man has a medical degree.
Yep.
Years and years of practice in his practice. And you want to sit up here and throw out a slanderous term such as pedophile.
Yeah.
When you have no basis as to other than the fact that I am in my 30s and I'm married to a man. Yeah. Okay. What does that have to do with the cost of tea in China?
Exactly.
So my thing is, Heavenly, she gets on my nerve because she's always like, she pissed me off when it came. She pissed me off a few different times with the whole quad situation. I feel like she spearheaded that. Then the whole second thing, I felt like she found enjoyment in that. The she second does. Time that she pissed me off was when the whole episode, when they went out of town to Hilton Head, and she kept getting in Simone's face about, you know, Dr. Jackie and all of that, and trying to be deliberate and inviting her. And I'm just like, who are you? Okay.
Period.
You can, as a friend, you can speak your piece, but she just kept the shit going. She just like, kept the shit going.
It was coming off like she had something going on with Dr. Jackie. Because I'm like, why are you going so hard for her right now?
Why are you on? I mean, and it just never left. I mean, it's like, okay, girl, we get it. Like, okay, why is it at Phaedra's son's birthday party? Why is it back at the house? Yeah. Why are we actually now at the place in which everybody decided to come to and you still got an issue? Like, let that shit go. Like, if Jackie's cool, to me, I felt like it made it worse.
Exactly.
Like, you made it worse than her just being like, no, thank you. I think I'm going to sit this one out. Okay.
Yeah.
But by, I can't believe you, Jackie, da-da-da, you, like, I feel like that probably made Jackie and Curtis. Jackie and Curtis, I feel like it made them have to relive something that they tried to bury. Because you just keep bringing up, that man took another woman out of town to Hilton Head and slept with her. Like, chill.
Girl, chill.
Like, you don't have to we all know the details. Chill, okay?
It's just really ridiculous. Like, the man cheated. He probably cheated in Atlanta, too. Like, he just didn't get caught in Atlanta. Like, what, you gonna leave Atlanta because he cheated in Atlanta? It's silly. Like, it's really ridiculous. It's
silly. Just leave it alone. Leave it alone. And my, you know, like, she just bothers the fuck out of me. I feel like Heavenly has not had her opportunity yet to where somebody's really come for her and put her in her place. I mean, to the point where she just shuts the fuck up. She needs somebody to be her match because she is, I really can do without her in like another season. I feel like, you know how people just talk and talk and talk and they don't really be saying nothing. It's like that annoying.
You
smack a gnat and you're like, where's that noise coming from? Turn that shit off. That's how I label her.
And she's a mean girl. If I have to sit up here and hear daddy one more time, right, daddy?
I love her husband. Her husband is so cool. Like, he'd be so chill. He'd be so laid back. Like,
he'd be looking at her.
And I know he'd be looking at her. I really know he'd be. Now, I do know he probably checks her behind the scenes. Giving her that look. Like, I'd be like, yeah, you know, that's her. He gonna say his piece. He ain't gonna check her in front of you, all y'all, but he's gonna. You know what I'm saying? She needs that. But she also needs to be talked funky to in public as well.
She does. I like that Simone stood her ground with her. Like, let it go. Like, who are you? But
how?
Yeah.
My thing is, Jackie's here now.
Yeah. And I don't understand why Jackie let her go on and on about it. Like, I'm just like, you should have checked her and been like, look, I got this. It's cool. Stop it.
I'm just irritated with Jackie. I was actually, because I didn't watch that last episode. We were on the last episode of the podcast. You were mentioning the previous episode in Married to Medicine about how Sweet Tea was like, fuck you, bitch. You know that? I was like,
Sweet Tea is so funny.
Okay. And now I didn't like how Sweet Tea didn't really stand on what she said. Like, okay, it's cool for you to apologize. It was just like, oh, do you think she's gonna forget? Like, I'm like, girl,
because everybody came at her after, like, do you know Jackie runs the show? And you know, I'm sure that's what happened, because the way she came crying the next day, I was just like,
girl, say you said what you said. Sure. And although you may not have necessarily meant to, you know, say those words, it is what it is. You still that you need to stand on the fact, no, it's okay for you to be in everybody else's business, say your mm-hmm. piece and all this. And when it comes to you, it's everybody's got to handle you with white gloves. Yeah. No, it don't work like that. Unfortunately.
Well, I'm glad she at least got Jackie to admit that, like, she was being mean, because she was like, yeah, we were being mean fifth graders or kindergartners. Yeah. And I'm like, good. Sure. At least you can admit that. And y'all need to do that with Quad too, because y'all were being very
I can't wait to see this reunion. Rude. I need this reunion, because I know there's going to be questions about the whole Quad situation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are probably going to ask, the viewers are going to ask, you know, viewers have been saying you guys were mean girls to Quad. Like, I want to know, because I want to write a question. Because I just think y'all are messed up for that. It was a complete mean girl. All y'all had to... Y'all didn't even have to invite her on the trip. If y'all was just going to send her back home.
It was production. Production made her come on the trip.
I get it. But it's still just like, y'all...
sent her out. It's just stupid. And I honestly don't think...
This is why I only have...
Girl, right. A handful of friends. But I don't even feel like production should allow that. Because it's like, you're in the show... because production chose you. Casting chose you for the show. Fuck y'all. Yeah. If y'all don't want to film with me, that's one thing. But if I'm invited out here on a trip for the cast members, you shouldn't have the authority to kick me off the trip.
Right.
Because if I was caught, I would be like,
okay, y'all.
I'll be in my room.
I would
like,
be at this other resort. Well, I'd be like, all
I'm
right,
going
well,
to the
I'm
next
going
hotel.
At this other resort. Thank you. If y'all, you know, see you when I see you, you know, but I'm very much still in Napa.
Yeah, I'm
you
not
know,
flying back to
down
Atlanta
the street.
Because you tell me to. It's ridiculous.
And nobody even paid for that trip. Production paid for that trip. So
yeah, the same mean girl shit is happening on Housewives of Potomac. And I'm just like, it's looking like a fucking light-skinned girl clique versus Wendy and Candace. And I'm just like, this is just so silly, man. Like,
It's been kind of hard for me to watch that show. And I love
stupid.
Potomac. I love Potomac. But now it's turning into...
It got dumb.
Yeah, I'm just like, what are we even talking about?
It got done.
What's going on? I'm like, what's going on?
All
like,
these
bring
shows
back
are
the
going
husbands
down.
At this point.
I know. Oh, did you see that Apollo was on? Apollo is going to be on the reunion to Married to Medicine, and I was
For...
like, Married to why? Medicine with Phaedra.
Why? I wonder why.
I'm so shocked. I'm like, are they getting back together? Because he wasn't
Isn't
on
he
the
married?
Show.
Isn't
I don't
he
know.
Like, didn't he remarry or something to that one girl?
He wasn't in one episode. But Andy was like, mm-hmm. welcome Apollo Nida. And Apollo comes out, you know, with like this big beard. And Phaedra was just looking up in the air like.
He's so fine. He's still fine.
Yeah.
I don't even like light skinned dudes like that, but he's fine.
He's giving jailhouse bird, jailbird. But yeah, that's interesting. I want to see what this reunion is talking about. And I also want to see how they're going to shake up Atlanta Housewives, because, I mean, we know Candy's not coming back. Portia signed on. I personally feel like the reason Candy is not coming is because Phaedra's coming on. So I don't know if Phaedra's coming on as a friend to Portia, maybe a friend of the show or a full cast member. But I do think that's the reason that she's not coming back. Candy decided she's not coming back. A lot of people on our YouTube and Instagram was like, no, that's not the reason. She wouldn't lie. But I'm like, y'all gonna see. Because she said a long time ago, if Phaedra films on this show, I'm not gonna film on the show. And I think they refused to bring Phaedra back after that whole scandal happened with them accusing Candy of sexual abuse or whatever. And I think now it's been like 6 or 7 years since that's happened. Ratings have fallen. And I think they're like, I think they tested Phaedra with the audience on Married to Medicine. And I think they're going to slowly ease her back into Housewives.
Yeah. I can do without Candy. I'm actually excited that she won't be back.
She didn't really have a story.
I think she's milked it. Well, I think she milked it for what she could. She, you know, she's a business person. We all knew that. Candy, out of all the housewives, she had probably the most money from a female standpoint on her own without being attached to.
And that's
and she
what
milked
I liked
it
about
for her businesses.
But that's
it's
what
great.
I like.
Yeah.
Because none of these other wives are giving wealth. They're just not giving it. Like, I mean, the ones who are wives, but nobody's giving wealth to me. Candy was actually giving wealth.
Well, Candy, she joined with wealth. You know, she joined. She was meaning like before Housewives, she had her own thing. Like these, a lot of these women, they're now in, not without Cynthia too and Kenya, but for most of the Housewives, you know, they, the show has kind of propelled them upward and upward way. Mm-hmm. And even some of the husbands, like Peter Thomas, you know, from just being attached to the show and the businesses and highlights and all that. But Candy definitely came in with a bag. And we've always said it, you know, all the viewers are like, yep, Candy's got, you know, and she's always positioned herself to keep the bag in the front, like whether it was bedroom Candy, her plays. I mean, she's just, we know Tardy for the Party. She's always making money.
That was my favorite part about her being on the show, is that she's always doing something. She was on the freaking Broadway. She just was on Broadway. You know, the other
Housewives had something going on.
They try to do it, but they can't do it. Like, she by Sheree. And, you know.
The only thing with Candy, though, is she can't, like, carry a show, you know? Like, she kind of has to be one of the friends because, like, when they tried to do the shows with her and stuff, like, they just didn't. Nobody really just. I loved her family more than I really tuned in for her, like, her aunts and stuff, and her they mama. Were hilarious. Yeah, I loved all that. But like I said, mad kudos to Candy. I just think it's the time is up for her. As far as like, she can do something else. You know, you don't have to.
Yeah.
It's just run its course. You can still come back and be a friend of the show. I do think that Marlo does not need a peach. I think she needs to go back to being a friend of the show.
She got fired.
Oh, did she? Okay.
Mm-hmm. She announced she won't be on the show.
Love her. But I liked her better as a friend of the show.
I think the only ones coming back is Kenya.
Okay.
I think Kenya's the only one coming back. Maybe Drew, but Sonya got released. Marlo got released. I'm surprised Sonya stayed on there as long as she did because she was so
boring. Long as she did.
Yeah. She was super boring. So we'll see. I actually wouldn't be mad at that girl. What's her name? Toya? Remember that girl?
She was messy.
I wouldn't be mad at her.
Yeah, she was. No, she was messy. I saw something, a clip of her on like YouTube or something. I was like, oh, that's I think her name. Yeah, I think it's Toya.
She just had
it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Well, I did want to discuss one thing before we get off, which was Mea Culpa, the movie with Tyler Perry that just came out with Kelly Rowland.
Oh yeah, on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it yet.
You hadn't seen it yet. Please watch it. You can get some downtime. I was really excited for the trailer. I had seen it like 3 weeks prior, and I was like, Kelly Rowland looks like. I mean, the acting looked good.
She's a good actress.
Looked great. She's the actress. She's the main actress. She's the lead.
I'm saying, is she good? She good?
She was great. Wow. She was really good. And I knew she would be just from the trailer. From the 2-minute clip I saw. It was enough for me to be like, okay, I believe whatever she's giving.
Okay.
Now I hate to say it. If I had to rate the movie from 1 to 5, 5 being like Oscar worthy, I really give the movie like a 2.5. Oh my gosh, I'm being really nice. 5. I give it a 2.5. And here's why.
Why should I watch it?
Well, it's a black movie, you know, Tyler Perry, Kelly Rowland, black actors, you know, so just support. But again, I don't want to lead with the negative. So the highlights of the movie that I really enjoyed was the acting. The acting was pretty good from Kelly Rowland and like some of the other characters. There were some characters where I was like, oh, they could have picked a better actor. But generally speaking, it was well produced. It was beautifully shot.
Okay.
The wardrobes were amazing. Kelly clearly used her own team for wig styling and all of that.
She was not going to be set up by Tyler Perry.
Baby, you know how we feel about a Tyler Perry wig film. We're like, why? Why did you go to the hair store?
Why is the microphone hanging on my wig like this?
We're tired. In Atlanta, out of all places, ATL for hair. But anyway, you clearly could tell part of this production was Kelly Rowland having her own team, and they did not fail her.
Good.
At all.
Good.
Clothing, wardrobe, hair, all that. She just looked beautiful. Now, so
what about the plot?
As far as all of that, you know, I just feel like with Tyler, here's what I really wish. I feel I wish that Tyler would include other writers. I really want him to include some other people.
So it's something we've seen before. He's still writing every word of his scripts by himself.
It's like, well, it gives the illusion of like, you know, like a long run-on sentence.
Girl. Yeah.
And you're like, and then it's like, I feel like he just starts writing and writing and writing. And then he's like, oh crap, we need an ending. That's how it's going to end. Do you know what? Like, it's just like, it was so many, there was no real character development. I wish it was shot in more places other than the loft in a house in a street. I wish there was
probably low.
I wish the plot thickened. I wish that it grew outside of the what we just saw. Like, it had so much room to grow and it stayed right here. And it was very frustrating.
You know why? That's because at heart, Tyler Perry is a playwriter. He's a playwright at heart. Mm-hmm. That's where he started from. Heart. Plays have one or two scenes, you know, one or two backgrounds. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. It's very concise. And it's like, he has great ideas. Some of these movies, like Acrimony, Temptation, these are great ideas.
Family That Prays was really good.
Yes, really good movies, but they could be excellent if he lets people write and play on his ideas. He could still have creative control, but he could still, like you said, bring in a team of writers who make him think of a
Courtney Kemp.
Yes.
That would have been a
Shonda Rhimes. Shonda Rhimes.
Dope collaboration.
Yeah.
I mean, you really could take this thing and make it a thing. And so that's my feedback. And I'm not too far off because I was reading the comments. I'm like, well, maybe I'm missing something. And I was reading the comments and everybody was going in on the same things.
But that's how, you know, all of Tyler Perry stuff is. People watch it to support. And it's like, it's good, but it ain't good. You know, like,
I know
it's good enough for us to watch, but it ain't, you're not getting masterpieces. Yeah. And you've been in this game for 20 years. So it's like, you should have elevated by now your writing, your development.
It's the writing. Plots. The writing. I don't care how beautiful people are. I don't care how well they're dressed and their wigs. The writing for me, because to me, you cannot have all of that, but the writing be so good. That's why a lot of people like the Tubi. That's why a lot of people truthfully like those Tubi movies, because they're more invested in the storylines. Or I remember, what was The Have and the Have Nots? The Have and the Have Nots. I never watched it. I watched only a little bit of it, but everybody around me was so invested in The Have and the Have Nots, and I could not understand why. It was the writing. It wasn't the acting, because I was like, the acting, I can't get past the acting. They're like, girl, never mind all that. The writing was so good.
That's how I feel about Sisters, The Oval. Writing mattered. I can't watch any of those shows. My mom loves them, though. Uh-uh. So, but you know what was good on Netflix? I just watched Griselda. That shit is so good.
I need to go back. Griselda's
good.
I need to go back.
Griselda is good. Shout out to Sophie.
Yeah, a lot of people love Griselda. A lot of people love that. That's why I watched it. But you don't get an Oscar. I watched it when I was sleepy.
Griselda.
Yeah. You couldn't even tell it was Sophia. What's her name? Sophia, somebody.
Yeah, that Hispanic actress. But yeah, they had to do all types of prosthetics on her face to change her.
Yeah.
They tried to ugly her up, but they really couldn't. But oh my God, that show was so good. They tried to, girl.
Yeah.
Because the real Griselda is looking like the lady who shot
Selena. She looked like Griselda.
She looked like the lady who shot Selena. Yolanda.
You know, speaking of, she's supposed to be getting out. She's supposed to be up for parole.
Girl, she better stay in there if she know what's best for her.
The people have not forgot. People are still praising Selena and forever will. As if it just happened yesterday.
Anything for Selena's. And I would not mess with these Hispanic gangs out here. Yolanda, girl. And then apparently she got a documentary out. She's doing press. I'm like, oh, she's going to find out. She's going to fuck around and find out. Ain't nobody forgot about Selena. I'm heard about Selena, girl.
Still heard about Selena.
That was fucked up. I mean, I literally think about Selena all the time when I think about fake friends. I'm like, uh-uh, uh-uh. If I get a bad vibe, I gotta cut you off. Cause I ain't having no Yolandas around me. I'm not.
Girl, we
I'm
already
not.
had girl. You know, you and I can go a whole series on
Selena
that.
Did nothing. She did nothing but try to help that lady. And nothing. What she got was shot in the chest, in the back. She did nothing but she gave that lady
and
a
that's what
job.
People struggle with. Mm-hmm. I think that's what people struggle with too, is like the notion behind I can do all the right things and still get shitted on. Yep. You know, whereas it looks, or it may look like the people who live this alternate life, this evil life, bad, do bad things, and they're getting rewards. But don't worry about none of that. You just keep doing you. The minute you sense some evil stuff, get it out. Don't harbor on it. Be like, you know what? That what they did was weird, and then keep doing. No, if it's weird, you gotta go. Like, I
distance yourself.
You, listen, if it's weird, you gotta go. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to stay around and find out.
Yeah.
I'm moving different. You gotta go. I don't need to research why you're weird. We don't know how. We don't need to have a conversation about why you're weird.
Nope.
No.
And it reminds me of the whole Shanquilla thing with Mexico. The poor girl in Shanquilla, and her friends just let her die, or they killed her, or whatever they did in Mexico. And she paid for the damn resort. She paid for that place, and they killed her. That's not like you can't do nice shit for people who don't like you. It's just going to make them despise you more. It's sick. Sick. Oh, Lord. But yeah, God bless everybody.
People, don't you think it's just people are just unhappy? People are just very unhappy people. I think a part of it too is like
jealous.
People don't know like what. I feel like people don't know. I can't really even speak on this because I'm not this way.
Oh, it's deep. It goes deep.
But I feel like people just don't know what they want to do, who they want to be. They just are miserable. Like, and society makes them even more miserable.
Social media
adds a whole nother layer. Yes. Social media, before we even get to social media, this is how you're already feeling about yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then you log into a tool, which social media is very much supposed to just be a tool for you to use.
Yep.
Not the tool using you, but you use the tool.
Yeah.
And you then get off of that tool and you feel even more like crap.
Yeah, because you compare yourself to all of these perfected people. People are only putting out their best images on social media. They're only talking about their accomplishments. They're only talking about their wins. They're only showing the nice dinner dates. They're not showing
this.
The arguments. Like, these are perfect examples. Like, stop looking at social media and comparing your life to that shit.
But here, I'll do you one better. We find out somebody's going through it, struggling. They're still talking shit. Why would she do that? Why would she? Why? What? Would you rather her be perfect? Would you rather him be perfect? Would you rather see perfect stuff? No, the minute you get to see some shit and it's like blows up in flames, you're either happy about it because guess what? It makes you feel good about yourself, or you got something to say. So it's like people don't really know. People just don't know what to feel. It's
people
like,
just need to stop investing in social media. It's not that deep. It's just not.
It's not that deep.
It's going to drive you crazy.
It's surface level.
It is.
It's so surface.
Like,
it's
we
so
see,
surface.
We see Portia on yachts with her husband living the best life.
Three days later,
people all jealous and shit. And 3 days later, filing for divorce. Like, you can't believe any of this shit. You can't. Even the sob stories. Somebody give you a sob story and then you find out, oh, it was a scam for a GoFundMe. That shit ain't even happened to them. You can't be invested in it. You got to look at it like entertainment. That's it.
Have a goal. Work on your goal and move along.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. If you don't have a goal and you're invested in everybody else's goals and you're seeing them reach them and all that stuff, get you a goal.
Yeah.
Find you what makes you want to wake up.
Yeah.
And be happy and do that.
Got to. And I gotta say, I feel like Instagram has like, it's just not the same. It's like everything seems kind of staged. Nothing really seems authentic anymore. Even like pictures and videos, it's like all regurgitated. It's like, I
think too, because, well, and to add to that, and I share in that same sentiment, I think the reason why is because if we remember which you and I do, but back when Instagram and Facebook and all of that was first created, yeah. It was literally just us. It was us. Yeah. And people being excited just to be able to, it was like almost like a 90s era when people yeah. were just, when you look back at the 90s and you're like, dang, women were so simple. They were so beautiful. They were so basic. They were so natural in whatever way that natural yeah. looks. They had makeup, but I'm saying it wasn't as like done
wasn't
to the
no
done,
filters.
Right?
Wasn't it no wasn't. Face
and so, now what we have, now that we've had this tool for some time and it's taken on a rear of its ugly head and become all these different things, even when we got the video portion
yeah, of Instagram, I remember that.
It was like excited just to have video, just to take a video of you. Now we've got reels. Now we're hiring for the videographers. Now we're having, it's a production. It's, you can't even go on vacation, you know, and I've been guilty of this. You can't even go on vacation because you're like, it has to be, you don't want it to look weird. You don't want it. You want it to be like shot from your,
we was trying to find a drone. Simple. We was trying to hire a drone person.
And still will for our next trip. And still will. You know, and still will. We're saying all this, but yeah, no, this is the evolvement of it. It was like we were just so happy to have a tool to see our friends and to share in that. Then it became okay, filters. Okay, we don't want to look like ourselves on the photos. Then it became okay, well, we can do videos. Let's do videos. We can now share videos. Then it became, oh, we can have filters on videos. Girl. Then it became reels. Then yep. it became, okay, well, let's hire videographers to create a 30-second reel that took an hour to shoot for yep. 10 seconds. What is going on?
Girl, I pray that a hacker comes and deletes everything by the time my child gets of age. I don't want this.
Yeah.
I don't want disclaimer, this out.
Please don't hack anything and make it go away until I get out of this real estate business. Okay? Thanks.
Okay. Oh, yeah, all the business pages can stay. Okay. But that's another thing, though. And that's what people have been saying, because even on YouTube, I meant to tell you this. A lot of people who have their businesses set up on these platforms like YouTube and Instagram, they have been saying that they have been developing their own websites and getting those followers over to their own websites, because these platforms and their instability and just the idea that one day you can wake up and your page is demonetized, your page is deactivated, your page is deleted. Like, you don't have the control that you think you have with these platforms.
You don't.
So they've been encouraging anyone who's making money on these platforms to create a space of your own that you own, that you can get your people on a mailing list, get them on an email mm-hmm. list, get them signed up. Get them on your own website.
I have all that. Yeah.
All that shit can go away
for
tomorrow.
Sure. Oh mm-hmm. yeah. Think about even your bank, you know, girl. Money in the banks. I mean, this goes deeper than just,
we already know they've been hacking the bank,
showing cause a pretty face on Instagram and getting some money from it. This goes into how I eat. We had a whole AT&T wipeout, you know,
yeah. Wells Fargo.
Fortunately, I don't have AT&T. Yeah. Wells Fargo.
Everybody's AT&T, accounts, I mean, were like zero.
They are saying that the next war is not going to be your physical. It's going to be a cyber attack.
Yeah, they've been practicing. Remember a year ago, all the gas stations were shut down because nobody mm-hmm. could get gas because they hacked into the gas stations.
Yep.
Like, they control everything with computers. Everything's controlled. So,
girl, it's
pray for
it's
us.
Insane. Pray for us. This has been amazing. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about before we hop off?
Well, I think we done hit it all. Okay. And I'm so glad. So
this was very impactful. We always seem to get it all in.
I know. Oh, the only other thing I want to talk about, we ain't got to, but have you seen the Who the Fuck Did I Marry?
Oh, that Risa Tisa shit, girl. My homegirl Ashley told me, she's like, yo, you need to watch this and that. Girl, when I found out it was 50 parts. Girl. I got through part 3 and couldn't do it anymore.
Girl, I got the cliff notes.
It wasn't
YouTube.
That addicting to me because, and I'm going to tell you why it wasn't that addicting to, well, first of all, set it up for the people who don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, a lady who got scammed by a freaking scammer. Basically some guy that convinced her to let him move in with her and, you know, acted as if he had all this money and shit. She got bamboozled by him. I didn't watch 50 parts. I didn't even watch one part. I went to YouTube. I got the cliff notes. And yeah, I'm not surprised. People lie every day, B, every day. So she was just a little bit gullible and desperate. And it's just, it's basically just a cautionary tale of don't be desperate, because these men will come into your lives and ruin it. And yeah, they're going to lie to get what they want out of you. And he lied about having houses and money and businesses. And he lied about everything. He lied. He was pretending to talk to people on the phone he wasn't talking to, just all sorts of shit. And she moved him into her house within 2 weeks, got pregnant by him. Unfortunately, she had a miscarriage, but maybe fortunately she had a miscarriage. And then she found out everything he said was a complete lie. And now, in a turn of events, he's trying to sue her for her telling her story. So
yeah,
he's a scammer.
Dusty.
Yeah. Dusty. Yep.
Dusty.
And she was being a pygmisha.
She admitted it. She said I was desperate. And this is one of the things that I want women to understand, is that one, the reason why I couldn't get through it is because I just can't even believe it got to the point in which it got to. There are really great liars out here. He just didn't seem, in part after part two, which was like for me like 16 minutes, he just did not seem like a good liar.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out where he got her tripped up. I'm still trying to figure it out. So then how it became 50 parts of this, I have no idea. But anyways, no judgment.
I know he was like trying to get a house with cash, but he didn't want to show he had the cash.
He's trying to get a couple houses. Like, I'm trying to figure out, okay, well, and then they went to go like drive cars apparently, and they would always end up leaving the lot from BMW. They had to move to Audi. Once you take me to one dealership and I'm not driving off with anything, you cannot take me somewhere else. And I'm also not driving off with anything at that one too.
Yeah.
You know, it just was so much. So here's the thing. I feel like with women, we are raised and taught to suffer. We participate in a lot of our own suffering. And it's unfortunate. It's all the things. I just want us to get better at being okay with waiting and speaking on the things that we want in life. And if that person that is supposed to be a part of you, whether it be marriage, lifelong partnership, whatever, if they can rise up to do that and help participate in that happy feeling that you're already happy with, great. If not, move along. Because stooping down to these situations ultimately just to say I'm attached to somebody,
right,
it just takes away years of your life that you'll never get back. Takes away time from your life. It takes away. And what that does is it creates all of these situations. It creates all these experiences of where you need to heal out of it. If you enter into a situation and you end up walking away with more than what you gave, there's nothing to heal from. The only time I find that you really need to heal from stuff, and again, I'm not talking about child abuse and abuse, and I'm not talking about trauma like that. I'm talking about staying in situations that
relationships,
no longer really serve you anymore, and you kind of know that, and you still are like, I'm looking the other way because I'm not ready. The only time you really need closure and all of that is when you feel like you did not leave that relationship with more than what you walked out of it with. You need closure because you feel like that person took more than what you were given. So it's like, let me call him because I need to see. I just need to talk to him and just make sure, I just need to call her, make sure that, no, you don't need to make sure of shit. The only time you need to do that is when, like I said, you feel like you were robbed.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to make sure, you want to give that person another opportunity, in my opinion, to make things either right. Or are they sure they want to do me like that? Because you never going to find something like this. It's like, but if you, again, if you walked in that situation and you left out of that situation with it more, that's not to say you won't still be sad that it might not have worked out. You might not still be upset or whatever. It's just that feeling of like, I can't even be mad. I can't even be mad because I didn't give a lung in my right arm and was beaten up and tossed around and, you know, none of that really happened to me.
Yeah.
It just didn't work out. It just didn't work out. Yeah. But I still got this and this and this and this. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But instead, I feel like we are taught to endure as women. We're taught to suck it, put up with. The more that we can endure, the stronger we are.
Mm-mm. It's just
girl, do you know what I've been through with that man? I've been with him 12 years. 12 good years. 12 of my good years. And that man, I sat up here and I wiped his booty when he got, I sat up here and it's like, do you want an award for all that? That is like, I would not tell
no. No, you better leave before you miss out on your next 12 years. Like, just go.
Just go. Forget it all. Forget it all. I just want more of us women to have winning stories. Even if the situation doesn't work out. Just that you won.
All of this, it could just all be avoided if you just believe people when they show you who they are. Just believe them. Yeah. Stop trying to twist the story.
Yeah.
Stop trying to make a bad thing work. Just believe the person that they're showing you. Like, just believe them. You know, she made a bunch of excuses for that man. And it's just like, it's because you didn't want to be alone, sis. You were desperate. You were desperate. Yes. We've all been there once or twice. But yeah, you were desperate. So...
definitely desperate. Definitely didn't need 50 parts. I feel like she could have wrapped it up in like a 2-part series.
Girl, I couldn't.
And just encompass all of it.
I couldn't. I tried to listen to the
high
first
level
part.
This is what happened.
It was just too long. I'm like, I can't believe this
but
went
viral.
But you
know, she got a lot out of it. She got a lot out of it. She got like BMW partnerships and you know, podcasts.
She got sent on this trip or something too.
Money, trips. In a house. I mean, she definitely talked herself. You know, listen, create that content.
I know. Shit.
If you've ever doubted yourself, should I, could I, do I need to, girl, create that content. You don't know what's on the other side of it.
Yeah. It was good. It was good marketing.
It was great marketing.
Because she
drug
it out.
And I don't think she realized it at the time. She drug it out. And it's her voice. I think it was her voice too. That was very soothing. She's a great storyteller.
Yeah, it was a little too long-winded for me. I'd be like, why do I need to know?
It was a lot of, some of those parts, were recaps. Some of those parts were recaps. Like part, it's like, okay, let me just, before I go to the next part, I need to recap the last part. Because I think there's some confusion. I'm thinking like, so yeah, I couldn't.
I could see her aligning with Tyler Perry though. And them coming out with a who the fuck did I marry?
Be a great story. That could even work. Yeah. She might even be in the movie. There probably will be a movie on her about this.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't doubt it. She set the scene. Like, it was like an audiobook. It was like, I was driving.
It'll be called, Who the Fuck Did I Marry?
I was driving on this side of Atlanta. It was a dark day. It was storming, 79 degrees outside. My tire blew out. I don't have AAA. I was like, girl, I can't. I can't. My attention span right now is not what it used to be. I need to. Where's the cliff notes? Because I can't.
And it was a dark and cloudy day. I don't have AAA.
Just like, girl, could we get to the point?
Oh my gosh, Whitney, stop. Lord. Oh,
but yeah, girl, this is fun.
Shout out to Risa Tisa. Risa Tisa, you know, happy for you, girl, that there is light on the other side of all that BS you did, you know, put up with. So
nope. Shout out to you.
And Brave of course, sister. Like normal, he trying to come and get some money. Here he come trying to get some money.
The Legion said,
Legion said, that is not what happened. And I need money because I can't even get jobs no more. Sir, she used a whole nother alias name. Like, what do you mean?
You wanted to be seen. Oh my God.
You wanted to be seen.
And you didn't have jobs.
We didn't even know who you
with.
Were. We had to go digging. We had to go digging. For you. Now here you are revealing yourself. Okay.
Oh, girl. This is so funny. 2024 is hilarious, I'm telling you.
It's hilarious. It's starting out crazy.
All right, y'all. Well, thanks for tuning in to this episode. It's been a blast. Make sure you follow us at Melon and Me Podcast on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everything.
Yep, everything. All of that.
All of that.
Until next time.
Bye.